School light?
We couldn't afford it this
week. We have the light. The light's right here. We could turn the lights on if you want. Dee dee da 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 da.
Da 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 da
emavano chai vereo hadavarana vadavarana ishala vaimba emavano chai vereo emavano chai Shem melekeinu havak shatav avavai vlach ayay ra 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 ra
Yeah. Yosef Yisrael, Yosef Yisrael, Yosef Yisrael, Liyin Veyem, Yosef Yisrael, Yosef Yisrael, Yosef Yisrael, Liyin Veyem, Return again. Return again, return to the land of our soul. Return again, return again, turn to the land of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are. Return again and get it again. Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
Sing already by Chai.
We'll sing. What should we sing after?
What's your name?
Yosef. Shalom. I'm a little under the Amari. Nice to meet you. You're Yosef. Where are you from?
Now I'm from Boca.
Boca. Okay. You're
Boca.
You have good name taste. So you're more than welcome to join us, or not join us. Always join us.
Always join.
Sound like a holy Jew.
Amen. We've been learning this way for many years already.
Oh, many years, Taka.
Every.
You're looking at my gray hairs. Many years, Taka.
How often?
We like try to get together Wednesday nights.
Question. It's probably already. When I was growing up, I don't remember big emphasis.
Maybe that's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, Taka. A little bit. But mostly we're going to talk about what Rabbi Yosef said about returning to who we are. It's a big schuss to get together on Lag BaOmer night. It's a very, very special time for Yisrael Ratzon to be able to daven for Yeshuas, for Fuas especially. We should be zocha to have Siyat Shemaya for Bar Tzvi Rivka Bat Yabasok Shal Chai Sov Ez Hashem.
I didn't count it. Baruch Ato Lenoir, I don't know. Amen.
Amen. Okay. So as Rav Stu Yisr said, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's the destination spot of Lag BaOmer. That's what it is. That's the destination. I remember when I went, maybe you went, Shana Af, I was like, how could I not go? It was just to get to the Tzaddik's Kever. It was mamish. So many challenges. Rabbi Nachman talks about sometimes the more challenges you have, then you know you're doing the right thing. More menias. Okay, so we couldn't get a Balmanagin tonight. Okay, I'll be honest with you, those are going to be beautiful. Gavalt. When the more menias, the more challenges you have, then you know you're doing the right thing.
You need a Balmanagin?
We usually have, but he think he was doing a family. No, I'm saying he has a guitar, it's good. Yeah. You're smart too.
I'll sing
you something. No, it's good, it's good.
Composed.
You
want that?
Yeah.
Thank God you came.
Gvalt. So I remember going, just getting there, just to keep it, I wasn't able to walk. I was like pushed to the camper, and I had like 20 seconds to breathe, and then I went outside and danced till Nate's, and then I went back to Yerushalayim. So there's something special about Lag BaOmer, Rosh Hashanah, Chai.
Seems like there's
an achdus. Such an achdus. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about at Taka. So if we go to page one, This year we have the schuss to be able to learn the Torah from the Klausenberger. But tonight we're going to say a Torah from the Shvili Pinchas, and then we're going to end off with some stories of the Klausenberger, which I think is obviously Torah too. Shvili Pinchas is the Belzer of Rosh Kailo in Eretz Yisrael. He has a Sefer on Lag BaOmer, which I was zochet to read up 10,000 feet in the sky last night, coming back from Washington, D.C., with my holy 7th graders. Mm-hmm. So I did this piece after watching the Cubs beat the Phillies in the ninth inning. Big rally. That was the only thing. Southwest has this thing now. You could watch TV, but they only have like certain channels. So I want to watch the basketball game. I'm not sure why I'm saying this, but they only had the baseball game. Okay, I watched the baseball game, Sean. Well, so then in between, I watched this. I was looking to this beautiful gem. You know, baseball's baseball, ninth inning, you know? So the Gemara Shabbos says a very famous story. On the right side, Kufla Melchesim and Beis. Machlokas between Rashbi and the Chacham. Tanur Rabbanu, the rabbis taught in the Braisa. Kishenichnesu Rabbasinu leKerem Yavne, when the rabbis entered Kerem Yavne, Amru Asida Torah Shetishtachich miYisrael. They said in Yavne that the Torah was going to be forgotten of Klal Yisrael. The Torah is going to be forgotten in the Ikvas of Meshicha. In Jews 2019, they're not. It's going to be hard to focus on the Rabbanu Shalom. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Tani Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Omer. Listen to this lashon Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ben Yochai uses. Chas v'sholom. God forbid. Shetishtachich Torah Yisrael. Argues on all the Rabbanon. Says God forbid that the Torah is going to be forgotten in Klal Yisrael. Shenemar. Kilos tishkach mi pizaro. Because the pasuk says that the Torah will not be forgotten from his people. The Torah will not be forgotten from his offspring. You can answer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Standing by, so you can just imagine, it's the Chachamim versus Rashbi. And not only is Rashbi saying, sorry, excuse me, like, I just want to add it, it says, Chas v'Sholom. Very strong language, Chas v'Sholom. You know, usually when someone says Chas v'Sholom, it's serious, serious. It means business. So what's going on? What's this whole conversation between Rashbi and the Chachamim? So Shvili Pinchas explains, if you actually go to the Meiron and you see there's a pasuk right when you go into Rashbi, it's this pasuk, Kilos Yishach mi Pizaro, that the Ribono Shel Olam will never forget his children. We're always going to be the Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. No matter where we go, what we've done, who we are, we could always come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. And he said, quotes from the Tiferes Shlomo of Radomsk on the top left hand side. He also quotes in the Rabbi Nachman. He says, if you look at the last letters of that pasuk in Dvarim Lamedalad Chafaf, Kilos Sishkach mi Pizaro. The pasuk that Rashbi quotes, it's a Yud Aleph Ches Yud Vav. What does it spell? It spells Yochai. It wasn't just a random pasuk that Rabbi Shimon just quoted. It wasn't just a random, oh, by the way, I'm going to quote you about, there are a million pasukim that talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael's connection. But that pasuk is the essence of Rashbi. It's the essence of Klal Yisrael. When someone thinks of Rosh Hashanah Merichai, they think of hope, they think of renewal, they think of starting again. Right? Rabbi Kiva, 24,000 funerals. Rashbi starts again. He starts again. From what? From this pasuk. Ki lo tishkach mi pizaro. If you look at on the first arrow on the left hand side, hu yoichai. If you look at the Sofi Tevos, says the Tiferes Shlomo and Rabbi Nachman, it's yoichai. Shebeschus zaro shu Rabbi Shimon lo tishach tor Yisrael. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Shimon and schus of Rabbi Shimon schus of that he came from Rabbi Shimon, he came from Bar Yochai, the essence of Yochai, it's the ultimate memory of the Rabbi Shimon will never leave us. And he actually says, if you actually look on the bottom left hand side, he quotes the Bnei Yisachar, the Agra Dekala, and Bracious. He says the word Bracious is actually two words, Es Rashbi. Es Rashbi. And he also says that Es Bre, what is it, what's it also stand for? Or Toros Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Right? Aleph Tov Reishin Ben Yod. What's the whole goal here? What's the Shvili Pinchas trying to tell us here? He's trying to tell us that at the end of the day, no matter where a Jew is, no matter, a Jew could have gone 24,000 times, did the wrong thing. 24,000 sins and 24,000 challenges. Jew's a Jew no matter what. You could always return to the Bonus Shalom. That's why if you go to Meiron, but you on Yeshiva world, it just looks like there's a lot of Chassidim there. But they don't show all the Chilonim.
traveling hours and hours. They might not keep Shabbos tomorrow night, two nights from here. When it comes to Meron, comes to the Lag BaOmer, it's in 6 months of preparation, all the Israeli police, there's something pulling them.
Yeah.
Something special about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Megala, the Jewish soul, the fire. Right? Why everyone's so obsessed with the fire on Lag BaOmer? Because fire represents that soul, that connection between us and the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what all the Svarim say. Why all these Israelis, I have one of my Rebbeim, my friends, he says, after Pesach, it's like a, it's an activity, you know, Sunday activity, we have like a watch football here. So in Israel, the Sunday activity, after school, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, these kids like collect wood. It's like that's what they do. It's like a big thing. It's ingrained in the Lag BaOmer in America. Yeah. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you see it, mamash. You see the fire. That's the fire of a Jew. Where did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learn this? Obviously, he learned it from his Rebbe. Page number two. I took it from another essay a little later on in the same thing. A crazy Gemara. Sachan Kof Yom Adbeis Amad Aleph. Chamisha Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Kivas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kishai Yochavash Bebeis HaSurin. I never saw this Gemara before. Rabbi Kiva gave his student Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai five things. He commanded him five things when he was in jail. Amal Rashbi Rabbi Kiva. Rashbi says back to his Rebbe, Lamdinu Torah. Teach me Torah. I'm not teaching you. I'm the Rashbi. Listen. You thought that was some serious language before? Listen to his answer. Im ein atam alamdeni. And he omar liyochai abba umayisrech alamalchus. I'm going to tell my father on you. I'm going to give you over to the malchus. I'm going to give you over to the government. Shimon Archai is not playing games. I'm the Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva back to his student. Bini yosem imasha egel rotsa liyonik para rotsa liyonik. Kiva said more than the calf wants to drink its milk. The cow wants to give its milk. Meaning, just like you want to learn Torah, I want to teach mamish. And he has all these questions over here. How could it be that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is he actually going to give over Rabbi Kiva? Of course not. But there's something very very deep going on here. He says if you actually look at the lashon of Yochai, he says ani omer li Yochai Abba. Yochai there. Is not spelled with an Aleph. Yochai there is spelled with Adam Aleph. So he asked the question, why is it that Yochai, on the top left hand corner, why is it Yochai in that Gemara? It's spelled with Adam Aleph. Bli Aleph. Belo Yachai im Aleph. Right? Yochai, the Aleph is really silent. It's not needed. Why is the Aleph there? So he has a fascinating idea. He said, look back at the Pasuk on the left hand side, in the second column. Kilos ishach mi pizaro. Right? The Aleph is missing. So if you take out the word Lamed Aleph, what does the Pasuk spell? No? Ki Tishkach Mi Pizaro. The Torah is going to be lost. So what was Rabbi Shimon telling Rabbi Akiva? Ani Omer Le Yochai. I'm going to tell my father that what's going to happen to the Torah? It's going to be Ki Tishkach Mi Pizaro. It's going to be because you're not going above and beyond. And we know Rabbi Akiva obviously listened to him because Rabbi Akiva died teaching Torah. Rabbi Akiva died giving over. Right, Shema Yisrael. He died with the Shema Yisrael. Gemara Brachos. Right, that's what he says in the bottom. B'derech zume b'sila nala lebar mashomer b'shrashbi l'Rabbi Kiva im ein atam alamdini Torah sinister. Right, he's telling Rabbi Kiva, you don't teach me the hidden Torah, the hidden secrets of Torah. Lo chalavata shichas atarmi Yisrael. Oz ani omer liyochai abba yochai daikab bli aleph yochai without the aleph umazrech l'malchus shemayim she'in atam mekayim mitzvotzon Hashem. Right, he's not saying I'm going to tell the government. I'm going to tell the Rabbonu Shalom, the malchus, the melech malchei amlochim. I'm going to tell the Rabbonu Shalom. Then what's going to happen? You're not going to teach me. Yisho rakatevus kitishach mi pizaro. What's going to happen? The Torah is going to be forgotten. Don't think Rabbi Kiva right now is the time to hold back. Shimon Bar Yochai saw maybe Kiva was being a little hesitant, and he told him, "No, now is not a time to be hesitant. Now it's time to push forward. The time that there's a lot of anti-Semites out there. It's a time you don't go to the airport with a hat on. You go with your kippah and with your sitzes proud." And you sit down, you have a mincha. We daven ma'ariv. It's like, okay, it might look weird, but that's what we're doing. We're proud Jews. Because that's our essence, that's who we are. That's the whole Gemara. The whole essence of Lag BaOmer is this pasuk. Ki lo sishkach mi pizaro. And if you go to Meron, I can show you a picture. I was just there in January. It's mamish, that's the pasuk right by his tombstone. That's the whole essence of Lag BaOmer. Ki lo sishkach mi pizaro. Then at the end of the day, a Jew is a Jew. You're connected to Rabbanu Shalom no matter what. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was telling the Chachamim. Chas v'shalom. Shetishtach Tomi Yisrael. If you look at the first survey tables, Kilo Sishach Mi Pizarro, those last letters is Yochai. And that's the Gemara in Pesachim. Now, Rashbi had that seriousness, he had that fire, and told Rabbi Kiva, even though Rabbi Kiva told him certain things I can't do, Rashbi said, I'm going to tell the Malchus. I'm going to tell my father to tell the Malchus, which is interesting. Tell my father, but Yochai, what was he really being Meramis? That the Torah is going to be on you. It's not going to be able to be. It's going to be Kisishkach Mi Pizarro. We need the Aleph Kilosishkach. That's not going to be for you. Look at this story. We'll end off with. I can't say this. We'll just read it inside, just because it's mamish. It's so beautiful because it really connects to everything we just said. The Klausenberger. It's a beautiful biography by the Judah Lifshitz. The pre-wars, the mid-year wars. I highly, highly encourage it on the Klausenberger. On Erev Yom Kippur, the Rebbe was very weak. And Moshe Levy Hertz, who taught the boys in the DP camp, relates, when I went to ask the Rebbe to bless the boys in my care, he was so weak that he said he would bless them only after Yom Kippur began. Nevertheless, as soon as night fell, he somehow marshaled his strength and went to the Beis Midrash to lead the davening. His activity that night was simply beyond belief. After Kol Nidre, the Rebbe went to stand next to the open ark and began to speak, directing to his words to Shemaim. Crying bitterly, the Rebbe spoke not from the Machzer, but straight from his heart. In an unorthodox manner, he called out the words, Vidu, Hashanu, Baganu, we have sinned. Each word was inflected not as a statement, but as a question. Hashamnu, Baganu, did we sin? Did we rebel? The Rebbe asked, did we really sin? Did we really rebel? Did we, Chas Hashem, rebel against you and fail to remain faithful? Gazanu, did we steal Hashem? From who did we steal in Auschwitz? Was there anybody to steal from? Suddenly, the Rebbe paused for a moment. Yes, I am a thief. I admit it. One day when I returned from the slave river, I collapsed onto my bunk in the barracks to rest. My shriveled skin got caught between two boards. When I tried to free myself with a little strength that I had left, my skin tore from my bones. Blood streamed down and I moaned softly, but my moan was loud enough to wake a fellow prisoner sleeping next to me. Yes, I stole. I stole sleep from an exhausted person. This is the only theft that I committed, and I admit it before the Rabbon Hashem. Hashamnu, I have sinned. Rabbi continued reciting the words, the Barnu Dofi, we spoke slander. We never even had enough strength for an idle conversation. If by chance we had any remaining strength, we saved it to answer the questions of our oppressors. Hevinu, we caused perversion. Yeshanu, we caused wickedness. Who? Us, Latsnu, we scorned. Who could do such a thing? Maranu, we rebelled against whom? We rebelled against the Almighty. Didn't we suffer every beating quietly with the knowledge that you are righteous and everything that comes upon us? We rebelled against our oppressors. Could we have rebelled against them even if we had tried? Word by word, the Rebbe dismissed each and every alleged sin of their survivors. We did not commit evil acts. We did not sin willfully. This video is not written for us. His congregation stood in shock. And then the Rebbe finished off saying, but we are guilty of sins that are not written in the Machzer. We sinned in our faith and trust in our Creator. Did we not doubt Hashem out of despair and hopelessness in the camps? And he goes on to say that the main thing that on his level, so do we not remember who we are? Our main sin that happened in those years, that we forgot. Ki lo tishkach mi pizarro. It was ki tishkach mi pizarro. We thought the Rabbon Hashem abandoned us. Shana Baganu, the Rabbon Hashem has nothing on us. This is the Klausenberger's mom is talking like Rashbi right here. He's saying, yeah, Rabbon Hashem, yeah, really? Hashamnu? In the middle of Auschwitz, Hashamnu? We went in, that wasn't written for us. But we did forget. Sometimes we did forget how much you love us, how much we connected to you. And that's the whole essence of Lag B'Omer. Lag B'Omer is to remember what Rashbi was screaming, what the Klausenberger was screaming. To remember that the Rabbon Hashem is mamish in love with us. And even after 24,000 funerals, and even after a Jew sins, and even after a Jew messes up, we can always return to the Rabbon Hashem. Ki lo tishkach mi pizarro. Shvi zoch b'ezras Hashem, to take the fire of Lag B'Omer, this essence, this message, and as Hashem spread into our own lives, and then it'll spread like wildfire throughout Chal Yisrael. And Yizocha to dance with Rashbi from Aaron to Yerushalayim, as Hashem. Kiva Mo'eve, Kiva Mo'eve, Kiva Mo'eve, Lala Yatata Gant Hedachem Ziyan Ki Yaisa Chamina Kiva Mo'eve. Did it, I,
la la da 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 ya ha la da 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 ya la 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 da la la da la 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 la